The call to order of a special meeting of the Metropolitan District Personnel Pension and Insurance Committee, Wednesday, January 13th, 2021. Mr. Secretary, we have a quorum, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Are there any public comments relative to agenda items? Once again, are there any public comments relative to agenda items? There being none, we'll move to item three, approval of meeting minutes of November 9th, 2020.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second it, Commissioner Payne.
Any comments, additions, or whatever else? There being none, all those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Moving on to item four, consideration and potential action with regard to the Wilmington Trust Certificate of Authority for the OPEB Trust. This is just basically getting the signature authority and also the people that the trust company for the OPEB Trust can rely upon with regard to written instructions regards to activities relating to the OPEB Trust. Is that correct, John? I think that's this.
I wouldn't change a thing, Chairman Taylor. Yep.
Okay.
So move the resolution. Sweezy.
Do I have a second?
Commissioner Payne said.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That being done, opportunity for general public comments. Once again, opportunity for general public comments. There being none, are there any commissioner comments or questions?
Mr. Chair, this is Scott Jellison. If I just might, I just would like to report, I just got off our CHRO call with the CHRO Commission, and our affirmative action plan has passed for the fifth year straight. So our staff, Rita Kelly and HR department, have done a great job, and we do have approval from the CHRO.
Oh, kudos to staff.
Yes, excellent.
Good. Once again, are there any additional comments or questions? There being none, I would entertain the appropriate motion.
Moved. Motion to adjourn.